Just 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic on your hair or apply with your comb. Dryness will disappear. Your hair will be groomed neatly all day long. Then before each shampoo, massage your scalp vigorously with Vaseline Hair Tonic to check loose dandruff and stop itchy tightness. For double care, both scalp and hair, get Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. Ask your druggist for Vaseline Hair Tonic. Our play for tonight begins in Dr. Christian's office at the River's End Hospital, where Dr. Christian has just completed his evening round.
Well, Judy, that winds up our stint at the hospital. By the way, whatever happened to Nurse Jones?
You mean fumbling with the sponges?
Oh, we can't have that in the operating room.
Oh, she might have been nervous.
Oh, my stars. What was that?
Miss Jones dropped a supply tray.
That settles it. Send her to me.
And now, Doctor, she's worried about a love affair. It's something you shouldn't meddle in.
So, you don't think I'd understand? You girls must think I'm as old as Methuselah, with green moss around my heart and fossils in my veins. I'll show you. Send Miss Jones to me.
Oh, all right. But why, oh, why does a sweet little nurse have to fall in love with a handsome, blue-blooded millionaire?
Meddle, indeed. Why, I'm the greatest person in the world for minding my own business. Sometimes.
You wish to see me, Dr. Christian?
Yes. Tell me, Nina, why the miseries?
I beg your pardon, Doctor.
Well, Nina, you used to tell me everything. Now then, what's today's big tragedy? Huh? Come on.
Well, it's Lieutenant Jimmy Bradley.
And who is Lieutenant Jimmy Bradley?
Of the Army Air Force.
Oh, now listen, Nina. The training school 20 miles from here is stuffed full of Army Air Force lieutenants. Point him out.
Don't tell me you've never heard of the ultra, ultra social and the super, super rich Bradley tribe.
Well, you and the... Why, Nina, how wonderful.
Yes. Too wonderful. He's the kind of dream a girl like me has no right to dream.
No law against dreaming.
He's going away. I don't know when or where, but he told me Saturday night at the Glover Club dance. We walked out on the balcony, and he was so handsome and tall. Oh, Jimmy, did the general actually tell that ancient and antediluvian joke?
What do you think?
And did you laugh?
Laugh, my sweet? That's how I cracked 4 ribs and won my commission with special honors.
Bravo.
You must remember that, Nina. About helping me laugh at the antediluvian jokes of my superior officers and stuff like that.
Why?
Why? Well, because your hair is so dark and curly and your eyes are so lovely brown and you're so illegally beautiful.
Well, you must... Jimmy, you... Oh, that was legal, too.
Darling, you're so heavenly. You know, you're the one.
What are you trying to say?
Need I tell you the stars are twinkling? If the moon up there is yellow, need I say it's yellow? Need I say what we both know?
Be specific or I'll imagine too much.
Oh, you can't imagine enough. Nina, I'll be leaving the end of the week.
So soon.
I phoned Mom and Dad last night. I told them about you.
Oh, Jimmy.
It's okay. Mom's a peach of a girl, honest. And Dad's my hero. But I'm their only one, just me, so I had to tell them.
Oh, I'm glad. I'd want my son to tell me.
Mom asked me just one thing.
What?
About your family.
My grandparents are my family, Jimmy.
But Mom asked me why I'd never met them.
Evidently, I've been hiding them.
She asked me to visit your home, meet your folks before I made any promises. Nina, darling, is that too much? Mom's swell, but we're what some dopes call one of America's leading families.
Go on, Jimmy.
I feel rotten saying it, but it's got to be said.
And you must protect the family's honor.
Oh, darling, nuts to that. You're a million miles above any other girl I've ever known or ever will.
Well, if I did invite you, when could you come to dinner?
Well, as for Wednesday night. Maybe my last night off before we hit the trail. Honey, it's okay. I'm sure it will. We'll announce our engagement right then and there. What do you say?
Well, phone me Wednesday afternoon at the hospital. I'll let you know.
But, darling, if you can't answer the phone, I...
If I don't answer the phone, that will be the answer.
Nina, why the tears?
Blame it on the stars, Jimmy. The twinkling stars. This is Wednesday.
Yeah, so it is. It's funny. I've got a supper date at your house, too. I promised your grandfather to come over.
You know my home.
I certainly do. Your grandfather and grandmother have been my excellent friends for a long, long time.
Home. Three little rooms in back. Delicatessen store in front, full of smells and spices and frankfurters and pickles and cheeses and smoked fish.
Oh, but Nina, that little store is their living. They raised you with it from infancy, with love and self-sacrifice.
Oh, I'm not ungrateful.
Well, now then, what is wrong?
Well, I wouldn't dare. I couldn't bring Jimmy there. It would be the end.
It's the only way. Remember, it's about all. To thine own self be true. Remember, Nina?
Dr. Christian's office.
Miss Price? Lieutenant Bradley, if I ring familiar.
Oh, yes, you ring familiar.
It's about Nina. I know you're her friend.
Oh, my, how gossip spreads.
Well, I had a date to call her at the hospital, but she refuses to come to the phone. What's up?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, Lieutenant.
Gosh, if I don't see her tonight, it may be never.
Listen, Jim, why don't you drop over to Nina's home tonight?
Question is, does she want me to? She won't come to the phone.
Oh, that's just Axis propaganda.
Well, maybe this is her answer to where we stand.
And maybe you're flying way off the beam, my friend. If she lives over near the waterfront, why don't you jot down her address and surprise her, huh?
Oh, what the heck. If she wants me to bail out, a guy's got some pride.
Is pride a reason for quitting before you've reached your target, Lieutenant?
Good evening.
Oh, good evening and welcome. I'm putting the store in order, all ready to close up.
I know I'm late, but the air is too wonderful to miss tonight, so I walked.
Oh, maybe that's what's keeping Nina. Grandma, look who's here.
Who is it? Oh, Dr. Christian, you stranger.
How's my favorite girlfriend?
Maybe I catch the measles, eh, doctor? And then you will come more often.
Grandma, if you dare catch the measles at your age, I'll prescribe castor oil. So watch your steps.
Hurry, Grandpa. The hot blinchiki are getting cold and the cold borscht is getting warm.
We will make a good Russian out of you yet, doctor.
Well, with borscht like Grandma makes, that won't be difficult.
Ah, but you haven't tasted anything yet until you learn to like chopped herring. Mmm, that is a dish in any language.
Good heavens. Think how it would ruin my bedside manner.
Well, doctor, you go right on liking what you like and I will like what I like, okay?
Okay, that is democracy.
Yes, God bless democracy.
Oh, I'm sorry, soldier. I'm closing this door.
We are never closed for soldiers. Don't be bashful, young man. Order whatever you like.
Well, you see, ma'am, I'm looking for a house. I mean, I seem to be lost. I mean, do you know where Miss Nina Jones lives?
Say, I'll bet you're Lieutenant Bradley.
The same, sir.
Welcome, Lieutenant. I'm Dr. Christian, a friend of the family. Nina lives right here.
Why?
In the back of the store, of course.
Oh. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
And this is Nina's grandmother.
I'm flattered. The
pleasure's all mine, ma'am.
And Nina's grandfather.
It is an honor to have you as our guest.
Thank you very much, sir.
Grandpa, you donkey, remove your apron.
Remove your own apron.
Well, shall we go inside?
Why not? The borscht is getting warmer and the blinchiki are getting colder.
You must excuse me for barging in this way without an invite.
Oh, but I'm inviting you, Lieutenant. I'm inviting you to know these people.
Of course, you will eat with us, too. To eat with people is to know them. To know them is to love them. And, alas, I forgot how the rest goes.
A fortunate calamity.
Nina may be surprised to find me.
Oh, don't worry about Nina, see? Why, speak of an angel. Hello there.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, Nina. You see, I came anyway.
Yes, I see.
I hope I'm welcome.
What else can I say?
What else would you rather say?
I see wine at the table, Grandma. Is that for a toast?
Yes, Doctor. Good wine for a good toast.
Careful, Grandpa. I will pour it. Your glass, Doctor. I will tell you my great secret for homemade wine. A spoonful of vanilla and a half cup of lemon juice, and it tastes 100 years old. Your glass, Lieutenant.
Thanks.
And here is yours, Nina. A toast, Doctor?
Certainly. To victory. May it come soon. To peace. May it come forever.
Oh, Nina has spilled her wine.
Nina, I do not like your conduct.
And there are things I don't like.
This soldier is our guest.
So, you expected him.
Nina, that is not true.
Grandma knew he was coming, and so she put herring on the table. Herring, they couldn't miss this chance to humiliate me.
Look here, Nina.
You look here, Lieutenant Bradley of the Park Avenue and Newport Bradley. I can read your proud and snooty mind, and I know exactly what you're thinking. You're sorry you came. Sorry you ever knew me. Because you see what you see, and you know what you know, and we are what we are. And I'm glad, because now I can stop pretending to be what I'm not. I'm glad it's all over.
Well, I guess that's my cue to scram.
No, please, Lieutenant. Please wait here. Give me a chance to speak to her. Nina. Nina, I'm coming in.
I wish I was dead.
Why? Why did you do that disgraceful thing?
Can't you read the contempt in his eyes? Coming in through the store. The pickles and smoked fish and herring on the table. How could they do this to me?
Nina, I'll give you 10 minutes to wash those tears away and to powder your nose if you like. Then you must join us at the table. It's you who have disgraced your grandparents. Why, they're the sweetest, kindest, most lovable couple this side of paradise. Now remember what I say. Unless you join us at the table in 10 minutes, I shall never in my life speak to you again. With the thermometer around 20 below zero, I went back with the man. That was my job.
What is my daughter's condition, Doctor?
I think she will live. I can do no more tonight.
You will come tomorrow?
I promise you that.
Thank God for your kindness, young man.
That is my privilege.
We desire to pay you. Give him the ruby, Nikki.
Take this ruby, young man. It is all we have.
Good heavens, no, I can't accept that.
Is it really a ruby, Doctor?
The largest, the most beautiful gem I've ever seen in my life.
Then they were the Tsar and Tsarina.
Well, the peasants treated them with great respect and devotion. I went back several times to see the girl, a lovely girl, too.
Gosh, this is amazing.
I won their friendship, their confidence, and trust. One day in my quarters, I was astounded to receive a visit from the woman. A messenger brought her in a sleigh. Terribly excited and upset.
Doctor, you must help me.
Good heavens, you're pale and shaking like a leaf.
The worst has happened. Nikki is under arrest.
But why? Why?
They caught him in the marketplace with the ruby.
But the jewel is yours.
It is from the crown of the Tsar.
What?
I implore you by all that is holy, but by all that you love, if you would save our lives.
I'll do what I can.
Go to them, tell them, and swear that the ruby is yours.
But how did you get it?
Do you need to ask?
You think me a fool, my boy? Maybe I am.
That all depends, sir.
You know that food is terribly scarce and terribly expensive.
It costs its weight gold. You can buy any.
And today is my wife's birthday.
Oh, you meant to buy her gift.
I was going to trade our last jewel for it. One bit of food she has always loved.
What kind of food?
A secret, my friend. It was almost a royal scandal.
Oh, how can love for any food be scandalous?
My wife has a passion for a certain fish. That was to have been my birthday gift in trade for the ruby. One beautiful herring fish.
Gosh, Doctor.
But how beautifully sentimental.
Yes, and what about their escape?
Well, the jewel would return to Russia. We knew that. And the big shots would demand more details, so they had to get out of Siberia quickly.
Yes, but how?
Well, I was due to go home by the way of Shanghai.
You took them with you.
Well, but who arranged it?
Well, we'll have to skip that.
I can take a good guess.
Why, they were related to the most powerful families in Europe.
Oh, we had several bad moments, especially down at the Chinese border. But we got over.
But what happened when you left them in Shanghai?
Oh, did I say I left them in Shanghai?
Well, where did you leave them?
Oh, let us say in Shangri-La.
But how come the world doesn't know? Well, they might be plain people now, like you and I.
We could pass them on the streets and never know.
Well, whatever the reason is, God bless and protect them. They have a right to live as they say please. Who knows who we really are? Not even we. It's the heart that beats beneath that counts. Only the heart.
Well, my heart's beating a message that I'm bursting to tell if...
Yes? If what?
Come, this is no time for secrets.
If Nina's heart is beating the same...
Well, Nina.
Yes, Jimmy. It is.
Well, when the bells of peace ring out, there'll be wedding bells for Nina and me.
Oh, my darling.
Congratulations, Lieutenant. What a yellow moon. And what a starry sky.
You come again soon, Doctor, eh?
Don't wait for me to catch the measles.
Well, I'm happy that it turned out all right for Nina and the soldier.
Thanks to you and your story.
It was very charming, don't you think?
Fantastic, but charming.
It's the bunk, my friend.
Well, that may be, but the story served the usual purpose. You'll have to admit that.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play. And as we wait for the greeting of our star, Jean Hersholt, here is Judy Price with a timely message.
It's some problem, war workers. I mean, you can't always help getting your hands into machine oils, chemicals, dyes, or other irritating things on the job. But if you're in the know, you can help avoid getting sore hands. It's very simple. Just smooth a light coating of Vaseline petroleum jelly on your hands before beginning work. That film helps keep grit from being ground into the skin and helps safeguard against infection. Makes dirt and grease lots easier to remove, less apt to irritate. Then, after you wash up, apply Vaseline petroleum jelly lightly again. This supplements natural skin oils that strong cleansers sometimes wash away. Helps promote quick healing of little cuts and scrapes. But war job or not, if you do hard, dirty work, your hands will feel better if you'll give them this double protection of Vaseline petroleum jelly. Remember, There are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseborough Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. And now, here is Jean Herschel.
Oh, thank you very much. The delightful and imaginative play that you've just heard was written by June Evans of Memphis, Tennessee, self-styled kitchen engineer. It's her first radio story, and she's another enterprising young wife and mother who is developing her writing talent in spite of domestic demands. Well, next week, we plan to present another prize-winning play called And Not to Yield by Betty F. Revert of Downers Grove, Illinois. We invite you all to listen again next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Jack Frost, nip your lip. Smooth Vaseline lip ice on chapped lips. Healing begins almost instantly. In two sizes at 10 and 25 cents, Vaseline Lip Ice. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.